In this bulletin, vows to overhaul a regional grants program in the wake of a damning report. New South Wales Trade Minister Stuart Ayres caught up in the John Barilaro trade job scandal. And in sport, Mariana Voss in the yellow jersey as riders prepare for stage 6 of the Tour de France Femmes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. The federal government has vowed to overhaul a regional grants program in the wake of a scathing report that found Nationals held electorates were given preferential treatment. Infrastructure Minister Catherine King has vowed to redesign the Building Better Regions grants program to ensure it does not happen again. But Nationals leader David Littleproud has rejected the report's findings and the redesign plan.
Regional Australia deserves funds, and this is a real question mark now to this government. Are they just going to strip away, is this an excuse for them to strip away regional funding because they can't win seats in regional Australia?
The Australian National Audit Office examination concluded Nationals electorates received $100 million more than they would have if the money had been allocated based on projects with merit. Deputy New South Wales Liberal leader Stuart Ayres is expected to respond to new evidence that suggests he knew about a public servant being offered a New York Trade Commissioner role before the job eventually went to John Barilaro. Documents provided from the state government to Labor as part of an inquiry into the appointment reveal Mr. Ayres discussed candidates for the position with Investment New South Wales Chief Amy Brown, and that he even added a name to the recruitment process. The Trade Minister has previously said he kept himself distanced from the process and did not meet with the former Deputy Premier over the job. But Labor leader Chris Minns says the government's fingerprints are all over this post and their story on the appointment keeps changing.
Firstly, we were told it was arm's length of government. Secondly, we were told it had absolutely no ministerial involvement. Thirdly, we were told that there was no suitable candidate. All of the defences of the New South Wales government in relation to that position have fallen over.
New figures show a large increase in the number of sexual assault victims over the past year. The Australian Bureau of Statistics says there were just over 30,000 assaults in 2021, the largest number recorded by police in the 29 years since the ABS began to record crime data. Head of Crime and Justice Statistics, William Milne, says the rate of sexual assault has risen from 83 to 121 victims per 100,000 people, with almost two-thirds of victims under the age of 18 when the assault took place. He says females were six times more likely to survive an assault than males, while over a third of assaults were recorded as being domestic violence-related. If you or anyone you know is in need or crisis, please call the National Sexual Assault, Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Service on 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 131 114. Overseas, Germany's foreign minister has visited refugees at a camp in Greece amid ongoing debate about the nation's interception of boats heading to its eastern islands from the nearby coast of Turkey. Annalena Baerbock visited a Holocaust memorial in Athens before sitting down with refugees at a camp west of the city. She used the visit to promote a common European sea rescue policy and to oppose summary deportations of migrants and asylum seekers, following allegations by human rights organisations that Greece has carried out a number of pushbacks.
Greece's border is not only Greece's border, it is also our common European external border, and securing it is our common European task. At the same time, however, a border always has doors where people can enter, and at the same time, human rights. Our European foundation of values, of course, also apply at the European external border.
Leaders in Greece deny the country is deporting asylum seekers. To sport and in cycling, Mariana Voss remains in the yellow jersey as riders prepare for stage 6 of the Tour de France Femmes. Voss finished third in stage 5, which was taken out by Dutch cyclist Lorena Wiebes in a powerful finish to the line. The stage was marred by a crash in the peloton with around 50 kilometres to go in the 180-kilometre stage. FIFA has denied reports it is weighing up a decision to postpone next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. A French report says the governing body is secretly seeking a more lucrative broadcast rights deal for the tournament in Europe, with the aim of pushing back the tournament's start date from July 20th to August 20th or even beyond. The tournament was celebrated last week with a one-year-to-go countdown marked across several major events in Australia and New Zealand, and FIFA Secretary-General Fatma Samoura was in Sydney last week to help mark the occasion. A FIFA spokesperson issued a statement dismissing the reports, saying no postponement is on their agenda. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.